Hello, and we're back. And right now we have Vanessa Mata with us, and she's just going to chime in. And she already brought this amazing energy. Just to lift it up and let me know if you're watching live or you're watching the replay. Where are you listening? We are on YouTube, we're on LinkedIn, and we are also, you can listen in Clubhouse while we broadcast. We will be available on Fireside later as well. So, Vanessa,
Yes.
how are you
Hi.
doing?
Hi. I'm doing good. I must say,
Yes.
the traffic was challenging. But that's okay, right? That's okay. Like we all go through moments where we're like, stop and go. And when we stop for a little bit, like say in traffic, there are two choices. We can focus on the cars that are trying to get to us, or we can try to focus on staying cool and calm, which doesn't really happen to many people. But I tend to try to find like what are the things that I can think about in the moment. Meaning like, do I have a meeting later? Do I have this, for example? What are the points that I want to make? What are the things that I can bring to help? And then, I'm a mother too, right? So there's that. So all the thoughts that usually we try to put together, and sorry if I'm taking over a little
No,
bit.
it's your time right now.
Like all the thoughts that we usually have early in the morning, but we don't have time to tend to them. Just leave it for traffic time.
Good time.
I know it's kind of cringy, right? Because we want to get to them. We want to get to them like, as early as possible. But right, no, texting doesn't really work with driving, texting, driving. But the thoughts, you have a super duper computer up here, and that helps. So I'm doing well.
You're
Thank
doing
you.
well. You really want to stress on the traffic. That's actually a very cool tip because I can't tell how many hours I spend in traffic. I'm glad my kids are not going in person anymore to school. The teenagers. So, awesome freedom. Because it was about
I
4 hours
don't
every day. Oh, like, I spend more time on the road than actually getting anything done. That's 4 hours of my life I got back.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And nobody says anything like, hey, here's your time back. Nobody does that.
I used to joke that Starbucks was my office because because it was better to go to a Starbucks, actually get something done, than go back home and then, like 20 minutes later, so I had to get back on the road just to go pick them up. That's sad.
Oh, there's other words to that. Frustrated. It's frustrating.
But, tell us what you do and also for you being here in person.
Thank you.
It's
Thank you.
amazing to meet you in person in this beautiful city of Boston. We got to see some yesterday. I hope you watch it and tell us.
Yes. For those that don't know me, Nirka knows me. We spent time yesterday, but we've been talking for quite some time. For those that don't know me, Vanessa Matta here. I look different in the picture that she posted. It looks like I have like right straight hair. All of a sudden, I show up and I have like curly and and small hair. We all change, right? So I am one of those people that embraces change. But to be very more, whoops, to be more specific about what I do. I am a spiritual connector. What does that mean? So I explain what your intuitions are trying to tell you, explain so that you yourself eventually can explain it yourself, right? So I explain at first, I give you like, all the tools that you need so that you can start understanding what your intuitions are trying to tell you. So that doubt, that initial doubt that you have, I facilitate and I help you move past it. I bring it to the, hey, what does it mean when your intuition is trying to tell you, I have to call somebody. What does that truly mean? Does that mean that that person is important for you or not? So I try to guide you, and eventually you guide your own self. I'm also a, what they call out there, seer. Okay. It's kind of intense. So I am the person that people come to and they're like, oh, I have this feeling that my sister is going to get married. And then I go ahead and I either confirm that or I go like, tell me more. Tell me just a little bit more about you. And I try to sense what they call out their energies around you. So you do have an energetic field. That is true. That is science. So like there's a bubble around you and it's increased more and more because of COVID. So past all that, I explain to you, like, you know, how can I retrieve some, you know, some connections, some messages, some other energetic fields that are coming your way, you know, and I try to guide you through it. So I'm also a seer. I'm also a shaman, which is, you know, a parallel job to the seer. So that's kind of like, you know, how can you take that information and actually do things? So I'm that connection. I'm that connection of spiritual and physical. And there's no other way for me to shorten all this to just make it like I'm this, I'm that, other than I accelerate your manifestations. So all of that, you know, all those messages and all that intuition and all that, you know, once explained, once understood, that translates into manifestation, finances or something else, right? Or business. So I am the manifestator priestess, if you will.
That's awesome. And I think that's something very important in art, because it's definitely... You know, I personally think art is the language of the soul. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to connect with our creativity, with our soul, in order to open our senses to creativity.
Absolutely.
You know, and the more you open yourself, the inspiration comes from somewhere.
You said it. The inspiration, look at that. The inspiration comes from somewhere. Mm-hmm. It comes from other people too,
right?
Because they too have their abilities, right? Their intuition, but it comes from you. It's an inspiration. The intuition is tied to inspiration, and you want something for yourself. That's manifestation.
That's manifestation, and there's a power to that. How you practice, you know, to manifest what you want to happen, and you have to be careful in the words that you use. Because sometimes we tend to use too many negative words, and we're telling that to ourselves. We are listening. We are our bigger listener, right? So when we tell bad things to ourselves, do you talk to that to a child? We are very careful in the way that we talk to, we express our feelings to a child. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we are not as careful when we talk to ourselves. And we need to change that.
Yes, yes. So about that, right? Talking requires you to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not synchronous, meaning you're talking, right? You know, you're going ahead and you're telling a child, be excited. But your thoughts are like, ooh, are like, I'm afraid that he's going to fall. Be excited. I'm afraid that he's going to fall. They don't pair up. They're right? They're different. So one of the things that I do help people facilitate, because eventually you do fall into knowing what to do and what to say and how to think. But I do help you, you know, find the middle ground. Do you want to be afraid, or do you want to be excited about the kid exploring and therefore allow the kid to just speak for himself, right? So And sometimes, and it's hard. It's hard for a parent, right? You know, to watch a kid just like, you know, especially like a baby going into toddler, like, you know, just releasing, go out in the world and walk for yourself. But that thinking is fear.
Yes.
And those words are not serving that thinking, or vice versa. So, you know, it's first a work, a parent work. That's why, you know, a lot of people go out there and they mention, hey, you know, work on yourself first as a parent, work on yourself first before the kid. Because of that, the thoughts, the feelings, you have feelings. If they're like shallow feelings, if they're like, you know, feelings that diminish, they're going to eventually pass on to the kid. So once you're past that, then, you know, then the work is with the kid. Then, you know, you can actually develop that with the kid and they can have something similar. So, yes, that's also part of all of this. I do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what is one practice that you recommend that we should do every day?
That's a great question.
Okay.
I start guiding. Okay, so I'll tell you, hey, you know, tell me about your day. It really depends. Everybody is very different, right? So tell me about your day. If there's like a general rule to everybody, I'm not going to be the person that tells you sleep more, because that's crazy in these times. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to expect you to do something, you know, out of that requires so much more from you, like months and months of work. So what I'm going to tell you is, yes, you know, sit in your car when you're in traffic, or when you're not in traffic, like, you know, find, you know, 5 minutes to just sit in your car, think. And what thoughts come out when you think? Like, if this is going to be awkward, if I just sit here, there are thoughts, right, that start developing. Mm-hmm. And what are they trying to tell me? Are they trying to help me? Or are they trying to do what, you know, like the parent that is like, watch out, don't fall, which means like that meeting is not going to go well, or that presentation, or that business is not going to work, right? You know, so what thoughts are coming up? Or they could be thoughts that are like, you know, I'm excited about this trip. I'm excited about meeting this business person, you know, next. I'm right, you know, so are they contributing or not? Five minutes just going through your thoughts. I don't recommend it doing first thing in the morning. I know a lot of people go with that, like, oh, you know, get it done, get it checked off. I don't recommend that, because in the morning, first thing that you want to do is get off of your bed and actually go tend to the kids, go tend to your breakfast, go leave the house. You want to just like dash. Doesn't serve you. So do it when you're in traffic. Do it, you know, other times when you actually have the time to, you know, sit, you know, for 5 minutes in your car. That's the one thing that I recommend.
Yeah, I think traffic is an amazing idea, because we waste so much time, right? You know, and do we get frustrated by the prices, about the time, and about all the people's driving, or we do something productive with that time. While still paying attention to the traffic. don't get that right. Song now.
Right? Like, that's what most people do. They pay attention to the other cars instead of, okay, what can I do to myself in the moment?
Yeah, I like it, you know. And there's different ways that you can do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe put in some music, mm-hmm. you know, that sets the mood. Listen to some inspirational words, whatever works for you. What is one ritual or method that works for you?
Just to finish off with that, I suggest doing it in silence first. If you're gonna do it in traffic, mm-hmm. I know it at first your intuition is to, what is it that the intuition tells you, hey, turn that on, when I'm the one to tell you be in silence. That's because you have to train that intuition, right? You have to train that intuition to lead you into what works for you in terms of mindset. Okay. So my suggestion, once again, couples with, you know, silence, with, you know, a little moment for yourself, 5 minutes and that's it. Now, to address what you said, there's so many ways that we can go about it. Okay. Once again, everybody is very different in many ways. What I can, you know, suggest is remember the moments when, you know, your intuition led you to a big win. Mm-hmm. So what's something that you can share with us in terms of like a big win?
A big win.
Like something that was led by your intuition and you saw a big win.
There's so many moments. I think joining the Legerty family is definitely one of them.
Okay. Okay. So that was, okay. That's a valid thing.
You know, there was a decision moment. Mm-hmm. Do I go with them or do I go stay where I was? And I went with them.
Okay. So that was your intuition.
That was my intuition.
And it was strong.
It was strong.
Okay. So, you know, an evolution to all this, an evolution to like the 5 minutes, you know, for yourself on thinking is to actually remember those moments that your intuition helped you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as you progressively do that, oh, you know, do you mean like, you know, a week long? Do we mean a month long? I'm not going to tell you, you know, how long, because you'll sense the evolution to it. And then, you know, you'll sense, what does that mean? All of a sudden, instead of taking a right, you're literally going to take a left, because that's your intuition telling you, oh, you know, taking a right is not proper right now. Take a left and you're going to meet that person that you need to talk to, and you're going to find something that you should be reading or seeing, right? You know, it makes a big difference. Like, you know, if you take a left or a right, it makes a big difference in what you're going to see and who you're going to interact. So that's it. And then, you know, the minute you touch base with that, that's your intuition. That's, and then we start talking about spiritualism. Only when you touch base, only when you sense that, and anybody knows this, like, you know, instead of taking a right, you chose to take a left, and you do that like 2-3 times and you go like, oh, all of a sudden I'm guided. Like there's something guiding me. There's I don't know, there's an energy in me that is guiding me. Then we start talking about spiritualism. And spiritualism is, you know, is the soul. It's when the soul is so excited to be heard by your mind, right? You know, so all of a sudden your soul is the one that is guiding you instead of your mind. And then your soul is like, I want to play. Like the soul actually is like a child. The soul does have like, you know, this child wisdom in it. And then, you know, and that's what I specialize. That's what I do in the intimate one-on-one. And, you know, we work with that, you know, for a short or long period of time. It really depends on the person, on the person's goal. Very, very business oriented. I'm very business oriented myself. And the results of it are, once again, you know, more income, less stress. There's no such thing as no stress, but there's definitely less stress and so much more, like, you know, in general.
But there's such thing as good stress and there's such thing as bad stress.
Yes.
You know, family.
Yes.
Bad stress. For definitely. But good stress can actually pressure. Like I'm a person that goes challenge. I love challenge because they push me forward. And when I have a deadline, whew, I get things done. If I don't have a deadline, it doesn't work because it can always wait another day.
Okay. So let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's because your mind, if I may say so, is trained to be pushed.
Mm-hmm.
And what that truly means behind the scenes at a soul level is that you get haven't given your soul much validation.
Okay.
So let's do that right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. So your soul is like a child, once again. Okay. So remember how you talk to your kids when they're like, they're not motivated, Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, teenagers. Oof.
Okay, so you remember that. So talk to your soul. Pretend that your soul, you don't have to look down. You don't have to. Just think about your soul. So that's putting intention on. And then talk to it. Just verbalize something that could motivate your soul.
Be creative.
Be creative. Did you feel that? Mm-hmm. What did you feel?
Happiness.
She felt happiness. So she's talking to her soul. You have to put intention. So what does that mean? You think about your soul. Putting intention is thinking about. Think about your soul and then say, be creative. And then there's something. Something happens with your heart. Sometimes something happens here in this area, in this chest area. If you start feeling here, it's because your soul is like, all right. And that's when it starts playing. That's when, you know, then catch, you know, the conversation that we were having. That's when it starts playing. So you are ready incentive. If you felt it a little bit, it's a push to it. Have it feel in the entire chest so you can verbalize it again. Be creative. Yeah. And then you feel it all over.
I think it's important. Like, I'm personally, what you're talking about, instincts, I'm a person that makes decisions very quick. Because mm-hmm. I follow my instincts. And I think the more you open yourself, because we all had that sense. And sometimes we tend to ignore it. And those warning bells are there for a reason.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. One thing that I do want to mention, don't think the soul does the same way that the mind. Mm-hmm. No. Remember the soul as a child. So a child always does things differently, right? A child has its moments of genius, mm-hmm. just as much as its moments of, I don't want to, I want to stay sitting down, right? So as long as you remember that your soul, for the time being, because there's an evolution to it, your soul could grow up.
Right.
Your soul could get to like a teenager phase. Your soul could get to an adult phase. And then it goes back and forth. And that's when it gets like really advanced, okay? But, you know, just stick with the fact that for now, you need to nurture it as a child until it actually, and it will show itself. It, you know, it's excited. All of a sudden, you're going to feel excited, more engaged. So back to what we mentioned, when you don't feel motivated, all of a sudden, you're going to notice that you're going to feel a lot more motivated. You're going to mention that you're actually like, you know, for some things, it's not coming out now because it's not in front of you.
Okay.
But, you know, like here's a suggestion. Follow this up. Like, go back to this video like in 2 days and comment. What are the observations that you're touching base with?
Okay. That sounds like a good exercise that you can apply yourself. And you can comment, leave a comment, and let us know what you learned.
Do leave a comment. I do see that Daniel, awesome.
We're live.
You're live. Yes, we're live. And then Tamisa, she said a heart. Oh, heart.
So, yeah, I think it's fascinating, right? It's something that we can definitely talk and a lot more.
Okay. I'll just debrief and so that we can finish here. I'll debrief on the advancement of all this. So eventually when your soul plays it as an adult, as a teenager, as a child, and it in, you know, it goes back and forward, you start noticing that you can magnetize things. Notice the word. I know.
Magnetize.
Yeah, like put my hands on you, right? So it reminds you of, for those that are familiar with Reiki. That's magnetizing. What does that mean? So I'm passing on, like, my soul is so so entertained with playing with me that it's like, I want to give some of the energy that you have inside, that I hold inside, to the outside.
Okay.
And we start exchanging. Okay. So that's magnetizing. That's, you know, Reiki truly, truly is the art of magnetizing people. Now, it has its very many, you know, uses, not to mention that it has healing powers. So, you know, we're talking about, like, you know, something that could be going on wrong in your body and all of a sudden, right, you know, and it could be like something small to something really big, meaning, like, you know, a bad leg to something small as, like, you know, my thinking doesn't really work for me right now. So let me magnetize your brain, right? So that can be used. Now, evolution, even more evolution to that, you know, which is where I get to. Now it's going to be really high level, okay? I can magnetize people with words.
With words. Okay.
So I don't need to touch, or I don't need to hover over. I can actually just speak. It's an evolution. You have to get to that point, right? It's not something you can achieve just instantly. So you have to have a really good relationship with your soul. You have to have a really good relationship with your thoughts and with your gut. And then, you know, the words, you know, if I say I'm going to verbalize something here, okay? I can verbalize anything. If I put the intention, I'm going to put the intention on, you know, I want to magnetize you and I want you to feel it. Okay, ready, set, sun.
Sun, bright.
Did you feel something?
It's bright. It's hot.
Did you feel anything in your body?
Yeah, a little bit.
So that's me magnetizing without hovering or touching you. I'm going to do it again. Sun.
Okay.
You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So words. So ultimately, our soul wants us to get to words and wants us to continuously use words to magnetize each other.
That's awesome.
That's the advancement of this.
I think that's fascinating. That's fascinating.
Thank you.
We have some likes. People love it. Do you say you had a gift for the audience that's listening?
Yes, I do. So for everybody that catches this, you have 30 minutes with me.
30 minutes. Wow, that's amazing.
I'll magnetize you like no other. As simple as that. I don't promote this because I feel that everybody is entitled to choose what they want. And if I go ahead and I promote, it's almost like I'm understood as imposing. And I respect anybody and everybody that does it differently. I, Vanessa, I just say, hey, you know, go with your intuition. If this fits for you, do it. If not, that's completely okay. Now, when we are in a 30 minutes, I will magnetize you. And that's for, you know, that's a good thing. That means, you know, attract more and manifest more. That's it.
That's it. So we're going to go into a little break while we wait for Amy to join us. Mm-hmm. But please leave the comments. Say you listen it live. If you are watching the replay, put hashtag replay. And keep listening in because we have several different topics. They're going to be sharing a lot of wisdom, a lot of nuggets. And, you know, that might be the little nugget, the little push that you need to get what you want, to manifest, right?
Yes.
To manifest your ideas, your creativity. Awesome. Leslie Klein, Daniel, and Thomas are watching live right now.
They're excited. Let's all get excited. Woo!
I'm sure this is an exciting topic for Leslie. She talks about Bife.
Oh.
Yes. Mm. You must connect later. But so we got a couple minutes. Please take the time to go rush and have some water, have some coffee, but stay tuned because more is coming. And this is just day one. You want to do a little exercise before we leave?
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Okay. Bye.